Chelek, Lakuta Sichas Chelek Yud Gimel, Parsha Bamidbar, Beis, the second Sicha Bamidbar. Ma'achri Sipper Aprotim, Bidvar Minyonim Shal B'nei Yisrael, V'seder Ad Golim L'cholu. After the details of the counting of the Yidden, and then the camp as it was set up, with the different groups and so on, Mavar Kroin Yonim Shal Shevet Levi, then the Pasuk goes in to explain what is Levi doing. And it says there, Hakriv is Mata Levi, bring close the Mata Levi, the Shevet of Levi, and you shall place them before Aaron HaKohen, and they will serve him. V'shamru es mishmarte, they will keep safe his guardianship, es mishmeres kol ha'edah, and the guardianship of the whole community, Mavar prati avayda shevet Levi v'chulo, and then he explains what the Levim are doing. So in this parasha we find a number of things which seem to be contradictory of each other, as well as a number of things that need to be understood. Aleph, number one. Ala pasuk v'sheesu oisei, on the pasuk that says they shall serve him, meaning Aaron, pirush Rashi, Rashi explains, ma'u asheres, what is the service that they're going to be doing for Aaron, v'shamru es mishmartai, and they will keep safe his guardianship. Lefisha shmiras hamikdash ola, because the guardianship of the base of the mikdash of the mishkan is the responsibility of Aaron. Shal yikrav zor, so that nobody besides the kohen is allowed to serve there. That is the responsibility of Aaron. Valaviyim alolu masayim oisei, and Leviim will be there to assist him to make sure that that happens. Zu asheiros, this type of service. Lefisha. So according to this idea, Shleimar, but Pashtus, Shapirus, Shatelus, Veshomerus, Mishmarta, Hukipshutai. So therefore, based on the fact that the assistance that the Levim will be giving to Aaron is the guardianship, so then this the meaning of Veshomerus, Mishmarta means the literal guardianship of the Beis Hamikdash, of the Mishkan. Meloshen Shmira, from the word Mishmarta, meaning guarding. Shalayikar of Zor, so that nobody who doesn't belong there won't come there. So the meaning over here is that this guardianship of the Mishkan, which normally is the area of the Kayanim, so they will also help Aaron, the Kayanim, to keep it safe in that way. So if so, we need to understand. Madua nitchak Rashi lefarish badibesh v'la'achreze. Why in the next pasuk does Rashi explain alatelus v'shomruas mishmarte? These words, they will guard the guardianship. So Rashi takes the word mishmarte in a different direction. Kol minuisha odem emuna olav. Any appointment that a person is responsible for, a mutal olav, and becomes his responsibility. To do it, that's called a, it's like your responsibility. B'chol HaMikra, all over the pasuk, all over the Chumash. U'b'loshna Mishnah, as well as in the Mishnah, Kloy Mishnah Mishmeres Kan Pirusha Minui. So in other words, Rashi is saying that now the word V'shomeres Mishmarte means they will guard this mission, this responsibility. And he doesn't say what the word mishmeres, mishmarte, could have simply meant. The guardianship means this responsibility of keeping the mishkan safe. But Rashi goes in a different direction. He makes it into the meaning of responsibility. Number two, lefi amuvim mepirush Rashi bedibur Rasheni, according to what we understand in the second Rashi, Shemishmeres hanemra gabi Levim hainu minui, that the word mishmeres in regards to Levim means their responsibility, appointment. Lama loy pirush ze Rashi kishenizkir tevezu b'parsha seinu l'rishoina. Why doesn't he say it the first time that this word appears? V'shomeres mishmartei, v'shomeres Levim es mishmeres mishkan ha'edus. Over there it says, and the Levim shall guard the guardianship of the mishkan. So over there, if the Mishmeres means, in regards to Levim, means this mission, this appointment that they have, why doesn't he say over there, the first time that this word appears, that it means their mission? Gimel, Mefarshe Rashi al-Posuk v'shomru oisai. Mepirush Rashi al pasuk v'sharesu oisai. What Rashi says in on the pasuk, and they will serve him, meaning Aaron. Nira shavodas alaviyim anemra b'parsha seinu. It seems that what is this avoda that the Levim are doing in Yonisiyu alakayin v'shmiras hamigdash kanal? It means, as we said before, the guarding of the Mishkan, as we said before. Avav pasuk shalachrize, but then in the next pasuk, alatevas v'es mishmeres b'nei Yisrael, on the pasuk that says, and the guardianship of the b'nei Yisrael, in other words, that they are also, the Levim are also somehow doing the guardianship of b'nei Yisrael. Pidush Rashi, shakulam kol b'nei Yisrael hayuskukim l'tarchi ha-mikdash. What this means is, since all of the Yidn, they are really responsible for the needs, providing the needs of the Mishkan. But it's the Levim that are doing it on behalf of the Yidn. In other words, all the Yidn are not permitted to actually do the work, but it's their responsibility. And therefore it's called Mishmeres Kol B'nei Yisrael, that this is a mission that they do on behalf of all the Yidden, and so that's what they're doing it as a shliach of every Yid, and that's what Rashi explains the meaning of mishmeres. So again, we find a change in the meaning of mishmeres from shmira to now again the meaning of mishmeres, meaning they are, you know, they're doing it. Instead, doing the mission of the Yidden on behalf of the Yidden, so it changes meaning again. Dalit, the Pashtus Nira, on the simple level, it would seem Shabbatirish Rashi Alatevas Ves Mishmeres Bnei Yisrael Kabanosu Shol Rashi Levar Mashukal Veshamru Ves Mishmeres Bnei Yisrael. That he's trying to explain that on this, the Rashi and that pasuk Mishmeres Bnei Yisrael, he's trying to explain what is the Mishmeres Bnei Yisrael Labedes Abedes Hamishkan. What are the Yidden, the Yisraelim, doing in the Avedas HaMishkan? They have no, they're not allowed to do Avedas HaMishkan. She tochen al ze ha-tzivui la-levim ha-shamas mishmeres b'nei Yisrael. If they, so how does it, what does it mean that the Levim are doing mishmeres b'nei Yisrael? The b'nei Yisrael don't have a mishmeres of working in the Mishkan. So therefore Rashi explains that all the Yidden are really, it's their responsibility to make sure that it gets done. But since the Yisraelim can't do it, so the Levim are doing it on behalf of the Yisraelim as well. And that's why the pasuk says they are guarding, the guardianship means the mission of the B'nai Yisrael. The mission of B'nai Yisrael is to make sure that the Mishkan runs and happens. And since the Yidden can, the B'nai Yisrael can't do it, therefore the Levim are doing it on their behalf. That's what Rashi seems to be explaining. Omnam lefizeh, but according to this, ain't a moving cloud. We need to understand that they gamba pasuk shalifneze nem of Hashemus mishmarte ves mishmeres kol eida. The pasuk before that, it also says, in the psukim before that, it also says, and they shall guard the guardianship and the its guardianship and the mishmeres kol la'eda. So this has been already said, la'avodas avodas hamishkan. So this has already come up. This question should have already come up there. Pasuk shagam sham is eredes ha'isya akusha. Obviously, this question should have come up there. V'chel kol la'eda la'avodas avodas hamishkan. Is it all the people that the whole community that serves in the Mishkan? Of course not. So then over there it also needs that explanation. That is the Levian doing it on behalf of the Israelim. Why does he only explain it by the second pasuk? Might be advisable to look through the few psukim at the beginning, these few psukim, to see the progression of how it all works. Hey, ala pasuk me'ez b'nei Yisrael pirush Rashi, on the pasuk me'ez b'nei Yisrael, k'moy mitoich b'nei Yisrael, he says, what does me'ez b'nei Yisrael, from amongst the b'nei Yisrael? So, on the pasuk from me'ez b'nei Yisrael, which is the pasuk that says, pasuk tes, that I have given you should give the Levim to Aaron and his sons. They are given to him me'eis b'nei Yisrael. So Rashi explains, what does me'eis b'nei Yisrael mean? Mitoich b'nei Yisrael. Kloimar means from amongst, from within the b'nei Yisrael, they are given, the Levim are given to Aaron from amongst the b'nei Yisrael. Kloimar mishar kol ha'eda nivdalu, meaning that they were separated from the rest of the community lekach for this purpose, b'gzeiros hamakom, by the decree of Hashem, that it should be the Levim that will be separated from within the b'nei Yisrael to do the avodah with Aaron, to do the mishmeres with Aaron. They ain't a movement, so we have to understand. What drives Rashi to explain that the word me'es here means from within, that they were chosen out of, from within the b'nei Yisrael to do this. Shenivdul mishar eida, that they were separated from everyone else. V'arei lefi mashkos of Rashi lefnei ze, based on what Rashi said earlier, Shalavim boim tachteim b'shlichusam, that Levim come as the messengers, the representatives, the agents of the Yidden. Shalavnei Yisrael, tisparish tevizukav shuta, we can explain this word in a very simple way. The word me'es, nesunim sunu heim loim me'es b'nei Yisrael, that the pasuk that says they are given to him, me'es b'nei Yisrael, it could mean min b'nei Yisrael. The Yidden are the ones that have to give the shlichus to the Levim to help Aaron, to help the Kohenim with the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, with the Mishmeres of the Beis Hamikdash. B'nei Yisrael noisim es ha'Levim b'tor shluchim shalahem, that the B'nei Yisrael are giving the Levim to the Kohenim as their agents. La'Avodah ha'Mishkan, Kolosh B'nei Adam, Matonim me'eis pleni, as one would say, when you give somebody a gift, it's a gift from so-and-so. Shu'a noisim es ha'Matonim, lo'y shu'a nivdelis mitoichai. It doesn't, when you say a matana me'eis so and so, it doesn't mean that I have separated from all my other possessions a gift to you. That's not what it means. It means I have given you something. Ma dochke lefarish me'eis zu ba'if nachas. Why does Rashi, what forces Rashi to explain that me'eis here means that they are separated from within B'nai Yisrael? Vav. Leidach, on the other hand, ala posuk vani hine lakachti salavim shaboy nemar mefurish mitoich b'nei Yisrael, in the posuk that says, and I, meaning the Eibishter, that I have taken the Levim, in that posuk it says mitoich b'nei Yisrael, from within the b'nei Yisrael, the mashma b'pashtus shenivdulu mitoicham, that with there the posuk seems to mean that they were separated from within the group of the B'nai Yisrael. I have taken this group of the Levim out of that group of the B'nai Yisrael. Over there, Pirush Rashi Leipach, there Rashi goes the opposite. Mitoich B'nai, he says, Mitoich B'nai Yisrael, Sheyiyu B'nai Yisrael, Seichir Meisam L'Sheir Shali. Over there, he uses this meaning, that the Yidden have to hire, so to speak, the Levim to work on, to do my work, do the Eibishter's work. So rather than say mitoich means from amongst, over there he uses me'eis meaning they're doing my mission. Hayinu shetevis mitoich pirusha k'may me'eis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lokcha me'eis b'nei Yisrael, aseichrim v'noisim v'noisim l'sheirus. That over there he says the meaning is similar to what he should have said over here. It would seem that me'eis means I have taken them from the Yidden. They are the ones that have to provide people to work on their behalf, and I have taken them from the B'nai Yisrael to do the work. V'reikan hu chiluf advarim, whereas over here he comes and makes the opposite. He takes the word mitoich and interprets it the exact opposite. In other words, he seems to exchange what the meaning of mitoich and me'eis should be in their respective places, and in each place gives it a different meaning than you would think on the surface it should be. Hakosavayim mitoich v'rashi pirushim miloshen me'eis. The pasuk actually says mitoich, which means from within, and Rashi reinterprets it to mean from them, that they are the ones that provide it. Zayin may kavanas Rashi b'mashukosav alatevas nesunim heimaloi leEzra. Why does Rashi say when on the pasuk nesunim heimaloi they are given to him, to Aaron? He adds the word leEzra as help. We know this already, that Rashi said it earlier, that the Levim will be assisting Aaron. So what does he have to say over here le'ezra. Ches. Loma matik Rashi gama tevis nesunim heima loy. Why does he, in this case, why does he say also nesunim heima? It should have aloyu mefurish rak mefarish rak mashmu'usa shala teva loy le'ezra. He's only explaining the word loy that given to him, to Aaron, for assistance. So why does he have to say nesunim heima? Why does he have to quote those words as well? They're given to him for assistance. The word assistance only explains loy. They're given to him as assistance. The word assistance over here means something else, but yeah. Tes lahalon beparshav aloyscha ala posik ki nesunim nesunim heima li meteich bnei Yisrael. Further in Parshat Va'aloyscha, there's another pasuk that seems to says a similar thing. They are nesunim nesunim, two times the word nesunim. They are given to me mitoich bnei Yisrael. Bir Rashi is a town lekeful alosh, and Rashi explains why does it say twice nesunim, nesunim 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 lemasa nesunim leshir. They are given to me for two purposes. They have two jobs. They are the ones that carry the mishkan, and they are the ones that sing and play in the mishkan. Why didn't Rashi say this already here, where it also says Nesunim twice? She Hakdomas Shehi Hakdomas Shagamboi Hakademas Shagamboi Nem and Nesunim Nesunim. This is actually the first time that the word Nesunim Nesunim comes up twice. So why does Rashi wait until Baal Oischa to explain why it says twice Nesunim and doesn't say it here? The Yuvin calls Bahaktim, Dova Tumua Behemshcha Ksuvim Manal. So this will be understood by first explaining something which seems strange in the way the psukim are written. Bahu, that is. Shapasuk Echad Chayzer V'Nishna Pam Shenis. In our parsha here, there is one pasuk that is repeated twice. The same, it's almost the same pasuk. This is referring to pasuk Zayin and Ches of Peir Gimel. La'ach shomer akosav shomeres mishmartei ves mishmeres kol ha'edah lifnei oil moed la'avad zavadis ha'mishkan. After the pasuk says, and they shall guard the guardianship and the guardian, his guardianship and the guardianship of the whole community before the oil moed to work in the work of the mishkan. Miyad ba pasuk sheni, the immediate next pasuk is, in which he reiterates the exact same thing. They shall guard the objects of the oil mayid. That's mishmeres bnei Yisrael la'abedus habedus hamishkan. It seems to be reiterating the same thing again. The only difference is how we express what are they guarding. But makam is mishmarta, instead of saying the word mishmarta, because of arishin, because of b'sheni, as kol klei oil moed. So why does the pasuk repeat the same idea twice, the same pasuk twice? Asher al kei mistaber loymar, and therefore, because of this question, it would make sense to say shaksuvim mayri kan b'shnei sugei avodas alavim b'mishkan. That these two psukim are talking about two different types of categories of the avodah that Levim are doing in the Mishkan. V'shneim hei mishmeres b'nei Yisrael, both of which are the guardianship of the Yidden. Pal yidei anochazu, and then now that we have this approach that they're talking about two different types of avodah, yisyashvu kol akushas v'astiris le'el. This will answer all the questions that we posed earlier, kidlahalan, as we will now see. So to explain this, avodas alavim b'mishkan mischalekes l'protim shaynim. The type of avodah that the Levim did in the Mishkan can be divided into different details. Avodas apiruk, they first of all took apart the Mishkan. Hamasa, they carried the Mishkan when they traveled. Hakama, then rebuilding the Mishkan at each stop. Avodas hashir, the avodah of singing. Avodas hashmira, as well as the avoda of guarding the Mishkan, so that shalei yikonazor b'mishkan, that a person that doesn't belong there shouldn't come in there. Well, b'klalusim hem shnei sugi avodas, all these details can be generally categorized into two different categories. Aleph, avoda b'mishkan b'ayfen chiyuvi, the proactive work that they did in the Mishkan. Haynu tzorchei ha'mishkan u'matolam aleim la'saisim. In other words, these are the things that you need to do. And they are they relate to the Mishkan itself, the building, the taking apart, and so on. Then there is Avoda Hamizbataz, then there is the negative, the stuff that they do, but there is no proactive work, it's just that they're guarding that something shouldn't happen. Hashmira Mechnisa Zorin, to make sure that nobody that doesn't belong there should come in. The Ein Ba Mishkan Atzmei, that of course doesn't relate to the Mishkan itself, it's just to make sure nobody goes there. Kiim L'Teos B'nei Yisrael Shlei Koshlubay, and the goal, the focus here is not on the Mishkan, the focus is on the Yidden, that they shouldn't end up going to where they don't belong, and therefore, as he said, the Lo Yeh Ketzef, and there will not be the anger. U'kamefurash, and as it's actually detailed in the Pasuk, Vayomru B'nei Yisrael, that the Yidden said when they were told that they're not allowed to go to the holy place, so the Yidden said, this is a very dangerous place, anyone that gets too close can die. So in other words, they're nervous about having anything to do with the Mishkan. It's too difficult to be careful about this. And therefore in response to this this taina from the Yidden came the command, that you, Aaron, and your family, your children, your family, they will carry this sin of the Mikdash. In other words, this, the Gamis Achecha Mata Levi, as well as your brothers, the Shevet Levi, Hakriv Ois Itcha, you shall also bring them close to this mission, V'yalavu Alecha, and they will also join you on this V'yashasucha, they will serve you in this way, they will help you. That it's the job of the Kainim and the Levim that they should make sure that the Yidden shouldn't get too close. So there are two different types of Aveda, the proactive Aveda in the Mishkan itself, the Aveda to make sure that nothing wrong happens, which relates to the Yidden more than it does to the Mishkan. And there's a very big difference in these two types of aveda. Avedosim achiyuvis letzarkei hamishkan nichayves olaviyim. The aveda which the Levim have to do there, putting up the mishkan, taking down, carrying, singing, and so on, those are their own responsibility. This is their direct responsibility. Ve'enim b'tersiyu l'kayinim. In this, they are not assisting the kayinim. The kayinim are not doing that job. This is the Levim's job. The Kayanim had the job of making sure that each Levi knows what they have to do and so on, but not that they are, it's their job to do it. The same is true also for the singing that the Levi do, but when it comes to guarding the Mishkan, which is explained in that pasuk, that it's really the responsibility of Aaron and his sons, the Kayanim. And the Levim in this case, in the negative work that we talked about, is that they only assist the Kayanim in this. This is really the responsibility of the Kayanim, and they're assisting. So our parsha, which is the parsha in which the Avodah of the Levim is being clarified, obviously, talking to Levim and what their responsibilities are, the Pasuk has to explain both of these types of Avodah. This is what Rashi is trying to say. You bring the Mata Levi put them in the service of Aaron and his sons, and they should serve Aaron and the sons, v'shamaros mishmar toi, and they will do his guardianship. This is the guardianship of Aaron, v'as mishmeres kol eida, as well as the work for this guardianship for the eida. Harei muchach mitoichai shekosav zemayri ba'avayda sheyishayruz v'yisiyu alakayin. Clearly from this pasuk, we're now talking about an avayda which is really the job of the kayinim, and the Levim are doing their work in this way. Therefore, Rashi says this is clearly talking about the avodah of guarding the Mishkan so that the non-Kohenim shouldn't be there. Because it's only this part of the work of the Levim which is really the job of the Kohenim. So since it's v'shomros mishmarte and they shall serve Aaron, so we must be talking about making sure that nobody goes there. That's why Rashi brings this pasuk into the story. Where he quotes the pasuk, and you and your family, they shall carry the sin of the mikdash. That's the pasuk which details that it's the responsibility of the kohenim that nobody should go there, and that the levim are there to assist. Therefore, we can understand shemashu kosaves mishmeres kol ha'eda. Therefore, in this case, when the pasuk says, and they are doing the guardianship for the whole community, meaning the Israelim, yesh lefaris bepashtas. Here, you can explain it simply: hashmira hashayechas v'negas lekola eda shleikonis v'menos are lemishkan, that we're talking about guarding the mishkan, that nobody that doesn't belong there should come there. So mishmeres in this case means that literally, because that's what the pasuk is talking about, making sure that nobody goes where they don't belong. The kivin shachezer akosav oimer oida pam v'shomru as kol klei oilmay. Now the pasuk comes and repeats the same idea again. Mulchacham milsos. From this, it's clear shagavanasi achshav l'sug achar asheni b'avodas levim. This pasuk must be referring to the second type of avoda, the other type of avoda. But gam aloshen akosav kol klei oilmay, and also the way the pasuk phrases it here. All the kalim of the oil moed mashmash is uavaydas hamachovenes lekliya mishkan. Clearly, the pasuk now is talking about an avayda which involves the kalim of the oil moed. Or mevelishum remeshu b'tersiyu v'sheres lekayim as well. That doesn't in any way allude to that they are assisting the kayim in this pasuk. Over pashtas hagavana bazeh. Therefore, the simple meaning over here would be lemasa kalim, to the carrying of the kalim. Well, the shir. And to the singing, kiloy matzina lelevim shum avayda b'kli oil moed chutz mimasam mashiram. The only thing that we find that levim are involved with the kalim of the oil moed is that they carry them and that they sing with them, that they play music and so on. So this must be speaking about that avayda. That's why the pasuk repeats it. Aval apiza mashukosav achkach ves mishmeres bnei Yisrael ein loy pirush. But now. Now, in this context of the Levim doing the Avoda with the Kalim, meaning to carry them and to sing with them, then what is the meaning of Es Mishmeres B'nei Yisrael? What's the connection between B'nei Yisrael and this job? How are you involving B'nei Yisrael in this part of Levim's Avoda? Hamatelus Rak Levim, which is only the work of Levim. Mevay Rashi. So here Rashi has to explain Shapirushu Shekulam Hayuzgugim Mitzarchi Hamikdash. The reason it's called Mishmeres Bnei Yisrael is because, in truth, everybody is responsible to make sure that the Mishkan is functioning. Elishal Levim Boim Tachteim, but it's the Levim that actually have to do the work on behalf of the Bnei Yisrael. Klaimish Mitzarchi Hamikdash Ani Avodas Avoda. That this Aveda, which is the proactive Aveda, in which this Pasuk is talking about, this is really something which every Yid has that responsibility. And that's what the Pasuk means. The guardianship of the Bnei Yisrael means, in this case, that it's really the job of the all the Yidden. And they are doing the mission of the Yidden. They are standing in for the activities that the Yidden really should be doing. That's why Rashi reinterprets over here the Mishmeres as meaning the mission of, rather than guarding. Because we're not talking about guarding here. This pasuk is specifically talking about the actual Aveda with the Kalim. When we give in Shazel L'chayre Chidush, and since this is a new idea, That's why Rashi brings a raya for this from the pasuk which is written later, Kischar schar hu lechem chelef avaydaschem, where the pasuk over there is explaining why the Levim are getting meiser and so on. Hainasha meiser shebnei Yisrael noisnim la Levim hu schar avaydaschem, that the meiser that the Yidden give to the Levim is because there's a need for the Yidden to pay them for the work that they're doing on their behalf. It's really on behalf of the Yidden that they're doing it. Shehem oivdim tmuras b'shlichus b'nei Yisrael. Hey, al pize hariyeshu lefarish mishmeres of a pasuk zeh meloshen shmira. So based on this, as I said, you can't interpret the word over here mishmeres meaning guardian. Sharei ein zeh ein kamen v'dubim mishmeres hamishkan. We're not talking now about the guardianship of the mishkan. Kiim ba'avayda chiyuvus letzarchei hamikdash. We're talking about the active avayda in the needs of the mikdash. V'lechei mochach lemish shabirushim eloshim minui. Therefore here, the word mishmeres must be the appointment. This is really the appointment of the Yidden, in which they are handing over to the Levim. V'shamru ha-Levim l'malis es mishmeres, that when the Levim are keeping, they are fulfilling the mishmeres, means that esaminu hamutal b'nei Yisrael, they are fulfilling the mission that the Yidden really have to do this. As Rashi explains, that the word mishmeres means an appointment. Mekivin sheva pasuk shlofnei ze kosuv kiloshen zumamish. But since the pasuk previously said, used the exact same term, mishmeres, ves mishmeres kol ha'eda, so if the pasuk, one pasuk after another, is writing the same word, it would make sense to say that the word has the same meaning. So you would say that in the first pasuk, where it could be interpreted as shmira, as guardianship, it would also mean minui, because in the second pasuk it must mean that. That they have an appointed position. That over all the people, over all the Israelim, to make sure that they don't go into the mikdash. Even though, if you were to read only that pasuk, you could easily interpret it as meaning it means literally shmira. It means that they are guarding that nobody should go there. But since it's so in close proximity to the other word mishmeres, which can only mean an appointment, so therefore it makes sense that the pasuk uses the same word in the same way. And therefore, in the first pasuk, it also means appointment. Yeah, but the reason that it could have meant shmira is because it's talking about shmira. But since the two psukim follow one after the other, and therefore on this pasuk, pirush Rashi shum aloshim minui, that the loshem means minui, appointment. Because that's why Rashi has to say that even in the first pasuk, it means an appointment and not shmira, which you could have interpreted having read only that pasuk. And the reason Rashi is forced to say that it means an appointment and not the simple meaning of shmira is because if the next pasuk, it must mean an appointment, therefore it's logical to say that it means an appointment over here too. And therefore on the pasuk where it says that they should keep mishmeres mishkan eidos, ein rashi mefarash klum, ki shom ein shum hechach lohitzim loshen shmira. But in that pasuk which isn't in this right here, and there is no reason to say that over there it needs to be an appointment rather than the literal meaning of the word mishmeres, which means shmira. Shabbat mishtoi kro, because that's actually what the pasuk over there is talking about. As it's written over there, so that there will not be anger against the Yidden, meaning to say that the whole point here is preventing the Yidden from going where they don't belong. Opirish Rashi v'imlav sheichnasu zorim b'avedasim zu yiyya ketzav. As Rashi spells out, that it means that there will be anger if the Yidden do go there. So v'shem mishmeres mishkan ha'edus hu kipshutas, over there it makes sense to say that the mishmeres mishkan ha'edus means literally to watch and to guard that nobody should go there. Meloshen shmira mashen. So therefore Rashi doesn't have to say anything. It has its literal meaning. But over here, because of the proximity of the two psukim of the word mishmeres, Yeshufarish called mishmeres, Shabbat Meloshim Minu Kanal, over here Rashi is forced to say that it means an appointment rather than guardianship. So based on this, what is written further, you shall give the Levim to Aaron and his sons. They are given to him, me'ez b'nei Yisrael. Ayri be'inyan shmiras hamikdash. That must be speaking about the guarding of the mikdash, because only at she'en Levim shluchim b'nei Yisrael ba'avedasa. That's the Yidden are not the shluchim of the Levim are not the shluchim of the Yisraelim in this. They're the shluchim of Aaron Abanav in this. Bim came ashkosa boy me'ez b'nei Yisrael. So therefore, what does it mean me'ez b'nei Yisrael in the mission of making sure that the guarding the Mishkan, they're not standing in for the b'nei Yisrael, they're standing in for the Kohenim. So what is the meaning of me'ez b'nei Yisrael in this context? It can't mean that they're given, they are here on behalf of B'nai Yisrael. That the Yidden appointed them as shluchim in this regard. Because the B'nai Yisrael did not appoint them as shluchim in this regard. This is the mission of the Kayanim, and they work on behalf of the Kayanim. The Le'en of the Kain. As we said, it's not so that the Yidden appointed them. So therefore it's clear to understand why Rashi says in this case that they are chosen from within, that me'es over here must mean mitoich b'nei Yisrael, not on behalf of the Yidden, because they're not working on behalf of the Yidden in this, which means they were chosen from within the rest of the community to do this work. Whereas what it says later, that I have taken the Levim from where the meaning over here would mean from amongst B'nai Yisrael in lieu of the Bechayrim. This is where it describing the Levim being taken from Mitoch B'nei Yisrael and Shenilchu HaKayanim V'Achach Tzorfo Aleihem HaLevim, and not describing that originally the Kayanim were appointed and then the Levim were also appointed to assist them, which is the case in the Shmira. But here it's not so. L'chein Pirish Rashi Yisrael Seichrim Oysim L'Sheir V'Shein Shali. Therefore in this case it's not talking about Shmira. Here it's talking about the Avodah and the Mishkan. Here it's talking about that the Levim are working on behalf of the Yisraelim. Therefore, what it says here in the Pasuk Mitoich, which otherwise would have interpreted that he's chosen from amongst the B'nai Yisrael, no, that's not what it means. Here it means they are working on behalf of the B'nai Yisrael. Ubefrat hasha Pasuk zeh ubetchilus parsha chadosha, la'achasim ha'parsha shefoneh. Especially that this comes as a new beginning of a new parsha, after we've already concluded the previous one, the Nosatas Alavim La'aron Avonim Nesunim Nesum Mehem Aloy Me'ez B'nei Yisrael. The conclusion of the previous parsha was ending with that the Levim are working on behalf of the Kayanim. Harei Mochar Shenifsek Ha'inyan Le'el. That ends that parsha. U'mashikos Avachach Ba'ani Hine L'kachtis Alavim. Now starts a new parsha. And I have taken the Levim. Ein zehem shach leinin nesinus la'aron, nesinusam la'aron. This is not continuing the previous discussion, which is talking about Levim working on behalf of Aaron. This is a new thing. The Eivishter took the Levim for another job. L'shmiras hamigdash. The previous one is talking about l'shmiras hamigdash. Avodas Aaron Levim halolu of Aaron, which is really the work of Aaron. The previous parsha talks about the shmira, which is really the avodas Aaron. V'Levim halolu rak mesayim maisi, and the Levim are only assisting Aaron. But the new parsha, Elishud Meduva Ba'avodas HaMishkan, HaMiyuchedes Levim Atzma. The new parsha is talking about the Aveda of the Mishkan, which is specific to the Levim, the proactive Aveda, Shemim Alim Ba'asa Tafkid Mesagosh Baruch Hu, in which they are fulfilling the direct mission from Hashem. V'zeo Shepirish Rashi V'daye Gam Zegam B'mashmos to the Krah. So that's what Rashi says, and he brings it out from the way the Psukim are written. V'ani Hine Lokachti, I have taken them. Vani mehechan zechise behem. And the Eibishter explaining, what do you mean I took them? Why do I take them? What made me take them? What gives me the right to choose them? It's describing why the Eibishter gets to appoint the Leviim. Where he says that it's instead of the Bechayrim, he took them instead of the Bechayrim. And that is more in accordance with what is describing their work, their own work in the Mishkan. Shekol Kula, he Sheirus Shalid, Shal Kosh Baruch Hu. This is a mission in which they work directly in service of Hashem. The Loyla Avodah Shmiris Shmirasim B'mikta Mishkan. And it's not talking about the Avodah of guardianship in the Mishkan in which they work for the Kainim. And therefore, in this case, Rashi says that what it means is that they should be, the Yidden have to hire them through their Meiser, that they should that fulfill my work, meaning the active work in the Mishkan. Since the words in the pasuk are I, meaning the Eibishter took the Leviim, to which he must be talking about their main work in the Mishkan. And the pasuk here is explaining why the Eibishter took them, the Leviim, as in the Bechayr, Tzarech Lemesh, Masha Kosev, Metoich B'nei Yisrael, in a Kavona Lemer, Rak She Nivdalum Metoich B'nei Yisrael, Elo She Bazeh Mavur, Gam Zeh She Gufa, She Ayri Oides HaPrat, She Bazeh, Yisrael Sechem, Yisrael Dushere Shali. So over here, it's not so much that they were chosen from within the B'nei Yisrael, but rather that they are working for the B'nei Yisrael, and therefore this explains their role as working directly for the Eibishter in their work in the Mishkan, which is on behalf of the Yidden, and therefore the Yidden have to pay through their Meiser for this service that is being done on their behalf. Al Pisa Muvan Gamkin. So based on this, we can understand also Shabbat Pasuk Venasatas Alavim La'Aron Abonav Nesunim Nesunim V'Goymer. In that pasuk, which says, you shall give the Levim to Aaron, that they are given to him. Over there, Rashi can't explain. That's the first pasuk in which Nesunim Nesunim is written. Over there, it's talking about that they are given over to Aaron and his sons. Over there, the meaning of Nesunim can't mean to carry and to sing, because that's not the Avodah we're talking about. Since the pasuk clearly states that we're talking here about an aveda which they're doing on behalf of Aaron, and that of course relates only to the guardianship of the mikdash. Therefore, over there, we can't say that nesunim is describing two different types of aveda, because it's only describing one aveda, which is the guardianship. So then why does it say twice? So Rashi doesn't explain. It's because to bring more emphasis, it's double, it's repeated to bring more emphasis. Baba became a Farish Rashi, Nesunim Heim Aloy LeEzra, but still Rashi says that they are given to him to help. Why does he add the word LeEzra, as he asked before? L'chayra Havale LeFarish Zeh B'tchilus HaKosuv, where he should have explained this at the beginning of the Pasuk, V'nasatas HaLeviim, you shall give the Leviim to Aaron. Over there he should have said LeEzra, that they're being given to assist in the Avodah of the Kohanim. The reason he leaves it for later is Ki'ika Kavanas Rashi Bazeh, who, the main reason Rashi is adding the word Le'ezer is Loy L'Farish Teichan HaNasina, not to explain why are they being given to assist. Elo L'Taretz Eich Yasim B'inyan Shmiris HaMikdosh Me'eis B'nei Yisrael. It's coming to explain How does the word me'eis b'nei Yisrael, which Rashi had to interpret as meaning on behalf of the Yidden, b'shlichus abi, in the appointment of the Yidden, but how does that work with Shmiras HaMikdash? Or Ubeis divra maschil boim behem shechecher. And these two Rashi's, they sort of need to be read as one in one flow. Or maybe they should even be included into one divra maschil, if you think about it. So what is he saying? The Rashi says, Nesunim heim aloi le'ezra. The first Rashi is they are given to him, to Aaron, in assistance. Me'ez b'nei Yisrael k'mei miteich. That explains why Me'ez b'nei Yisrael over here is written from within the B'nai Yisrael, because they're not given here in the mission for on behalf of B'nai Yisrael, because the Yidden don't have this mission of guarding the Mishkan. The Levim are here working on behalf of the Kayanim. So therefore this explains the Rashi is read as one flow, because it's there Le'ezra for the Kayanim, they're there to assist the Kayanim. Therefore Me'ez over here, Me'ez can't mean mitoich. Sorry, Me'ez can't mean on behalf of. It has to mean mitoich. That they're chosen from within B'nai Yisrael, and not that it means that they're doing the mission of the Yid, on behalf of the Yid. Ha'irama now, the lesson of all this is, Kaysav Raman, the Raman writes, V'lo yishevet levi buvada l'kol ish v'ish m'kol boya o'ilam ha'shanot v'rucha o'isai. The Raman says at the end of the Avodah over there that it's not only the Shevet Levi that can do this holy work. Rather, every single Yid from every single created being, ha'shanot, or created person, ha'shanot v'rucha, that wants to dedicate his spirit, v'vinoi l'madoi, and he understands his knowledge, explains to him, that his mission should be to separate himself and to stand before God, to serve Hashem, that person can also become sanctified, just like the Levim and so on. So what he's saying is, it could occur to someone, since he hasn't reached this elevated status of he feels the mission, he feels dedicated, he's knowledgeable, and his mind drives into this, and his spirit drives into this, he's not there. Therefore, since I don't feel the spirit, therefore it's not for me. Alzeh boy Rav Pirush Rashi. So Rashi comes and it says, "Hanever gamkin leben chomish lemikra." And this is a Rav, not only to the exalted and elevated people, but even to the simple 5-year-old. V'meila gam lemishayim v'dagas ben chomish ba'avedas Hashem. Meaning to say that also somebody who is only on the level of a 5-year-old, in quotes, in his avoda, shekulam ayiz kukim v'tzarchi hamikdash. That in truth, every yid is needed for the avodas hamikdash. Elosh alavim boim tachteim mishluchusim, but that it's the levim which are doing it on our behalf. In other words, but it really belongs to all of us. Harei mi ikem midid anan lo matzinen avdina v'inu hashluchem matzei avdi. Can it be something? The Gemara says that it can it be that if somebody himself is not allowed to do that avoda, that he can appoint a shliach to do it? That can't be. It has to be that it must be my avoda as well. And therefore, since they are working on our behalf, it must mean that we are also shayach to that avoda, to be separated, to stand before Hashem, and that each yid is obligated to fulfill his shlichas, to be like a levi, and to create a dira v'tachtonim for the Eidoshim.